But is that more because people look at, some people have looked at Twitter in that way as, you know, walking around shouting out what you're doing at the moment. But then at the same time, it also allows you to sit on top of all those people shouting and to quite effectively search and find out what people are up to, topics or companies people are talking about. So, you know, it does allow for some sort of a sentiment analysis, I guess.
Yes, I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying, from my own personal point of view, I find it far more useful on a social side. And it's interesting that people who I know who only operate on LinkedIn or only operate on Facebook or on Twitter, and, you know, yeah, I know certain people say, I will never do Facebook, I'll never do those things. That's fair, but I think what I'm saying is, for Twitter, for me now, if it stopped tomorrow, I could carry on doing what I'm doing quite effectively. On other platforms.
Is that because has Facebook professionalized a lot more recently then? I mean, or does Facebook feel like a more of a robust platform rather than, I mean, previously when it was just you were forever getting invitations to give people farmhouses and stuff like that?
Okay, I never did that. I don't know, I just find that the people who I connect with a lot more, say, socially are on Facebook, you know, so real friends, shall we say, rather than virtual friends on Facebook, whereas I think I have a lot of virtual connections on Twitter. That's it. So it's quite handy, you know, if you're doing something or, you know, in many ways, and it connects with other things, but it's just on my own personal preference. I put sort of LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter third at the moment. That's my...
And so is that applicable then, I mean, especially for, say, a smaller business, an SME, you know, in terms of them trying to reach out and find ways to drum up business? I mean, you'd say LinkedIn is definitely the most useful tool.
Well, no, I'd have thought if you were a traditional B2C company, you know, we're here, you know, at a cafe here in glorious Walpole Park, and it is summer in England, folks, you know, but that's hard to believe that. It's a great place for them to use Twitter or Facebook for promotions, or, you know, got fish and chips on a Friday or chicken and corn on a Saturday. That'd be an ideal way. And this place probably would not suit LinkedIn at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say for small, you know, local, and you could argue every business is local, businesses, then Twitter and Facebook are ideal.
Yeah.
In fact, I was encouraging my hairdressers to use Twitter and Facebook and all those sorts of things.
Yeah. So, well, you can imagine, say, for a cafe or a hairdresser, they could use Twitter to build up a community of local customers and then do things like send out a special offer.
Yeah.
If you come to have your hair cut in the next 2 hours, it's 20% off. So that kind of thing.
Oh, it's a free, we've got a free promotion. We'll give you this, you know, shampoo, you know, or conditioner or whatever other people use. So I think there's lots of promotions you can do in that way.
But how then does the smaller business... I suppose, would they find LinkedIn of any use, or is LinkedIn a much more sort of corporate entity then?
I think LinkedIn is much more corporate and deemed much more, you know, professional.
Yeah.
That's what a professional means. But I think with the advent of the groups getting much more dynamic now, and the discussion is opened up somewhat. But certainly, you know, if you're looking for introduction into a traditional, you know, FTSE 100 company or a corporate, I would encourage you to try the LinkedIn approach.
Yeah.
Facebook.
And do you think that any of the very specialised niche networks have really taken off at all? I mean, there was a time a while ago when people predicted that you know, we would have different social networks for every type of industry, and it seems that none of that has really worked or taken off. It's like you've actually got to have the scale to be able to find everybody that you're potentially working with.
Well, I'd have thought so, because the challenge is, you know, you hear things coming up and you think, should I give that a try? Should I invest in that? So I think once people have invested in getting familiar with a platform, I think they'd rather stick with that rather than go to something new.
So it almost seems like, I mean, now Facebook's got over 500 million people. LinkedIn is the predominant business networking platform. It seems like, you know, they've become the personal and public platforms of choice.
It's like Amazon, isn't it? If you're looking for a book, you know, I'm sure there's lots of other online retailers apart from Amazon. But that's where you tend to go. Isn't it? You know, you're familiar with it, you know how it works, so you go there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I see. So I think, you know, we are creatures of habit.